We are we pointed out last week that the world of Tumah V'Tahara breaks many of the normal rules. That in the world of Isurim, we pointed out, normally we assume Safik Doraisa L'Chumra, Safik Dorabanan L'Kula. We pointed out that the Gemara tells us in a bunch of places, the Mishnayos and Meseches Taharos, that we treat in the world of Tumah, there's a difference between Safik Tumah Birshus HaRabim and Safik Tumah Birshus HaYachid. That where the Safik emerges impacts your status. So we saw as an example last week we spoke about, if we're not sure if you became Tameh, it's a Safik. So Birshus HaRabim in a public domain, whatever that means, we'll see, you're considered to be Tahor. However, we're going to speak tonight about the flip side, Gemara's in Meseches Nida, Gemara's in Meseches Sota, Mishnayos in Taharos, that in a Rishus HaYachid, in a private domain, if there's a suffix whether you're Tameh, so we assume that you're Tameh. We assume that you're Tameh. What is the source for this idea that suffix Tumah Birshus HaYachid is Tameh? You're considered to be Tameh. So the Gemara tells us in Meseches Sota, Gemara's in Nida, Gemara's in Avodah Zarah, the source comes from Sota. That what's the case of Sota? We have a woman, and the woman's alone with a guy in a private place. And we're not sure exactly what happened. We're mesupak. What exactly happened? Did she have bia with him? Did she not have bia with him? And the Torah teaches us in the case of Sota that we assume that that couple, that woman committed adultery. We assume she committed adultery. That is our working assumption. Because of that, she's usher to be with her husband. We see from there, there's a suffix in Sota. The case of suffix Tumah. And in that case, we assume that she's Tameh. It was in a private domain. We weren't sure. Suffix Tameh. So we learn from there that in all of Tumah, we always assume suffix Tumah, Birishus HaYachin, is considered to be Tameh. What exactly is the nature of that limud? Rashi writes in Nida Andav Gimel, it's a hekesh. We extend the halacha from a regular gate of Sota to all of Tumah. It's a hekesh. We learn from one to the other. Rashi Andav Gimel in Nida, the Gilyon on Tosfos there in Nida Andav Gimel, on the side of the Daf in Nida, there's a Gilyon there. They assume, because it's the Lashon of the Gemara in Chulin and the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that maybe it's a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, that we extend it from Sota to Tumah. But be that as it may, for the majority of Rishonim, this is a din d'oraisa. The din d'oraisa is the suffix of Tumah, and it took place in a private location. We assume that you are Tameh. We pointed out last week that the simple pshat of the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Meis, in a couple of places, is that really this whole idea is a din d'rabbanan. Really the whole lima, it's only an asmachta, the Chazon Ish writes for Rambam, that really, mida oraisa, maybe it shouldn't be Tameh, but the Rabbanan decided that we're going to be machmi here. Normally, the Rambam holds d'oraisa, suffik d'oraisa, l'kula, the Rabbanan decided to be machmir here, but whereas for the Rambam, this is a din d'rabbanan, at least the way some learn him, the mainstream view in Rishonim, and many Achronim suggest, even for Rambam, we're dealing with a din d'oraisa. Suffik Tumah in a Rishus HaYachid is considered to be Tameh. Not only is it different in that Safik Tumah Birshus HaYachid is considered to be Tameh, but the Pashtus of the Mishnayos, and Tosfos articulates this pretty clearly, is that even though in Halacha in general, a Sfek Sfeika makes things mutter in the world of Isurim, for the Ksuvis Daf Test people here, even if there's a case, if the guy can be with his wife, it's a Sfek Sfeika, we're not sure, did she commit adultery or not? We're not sure was she raped, not sure when she had bia, a double doubt. Normally Sfek Sfeika is mutter, not when it comes to a Safik Tumah Birshus HaYachid. Sfek Sfeika, however many Sfeikos you have, if it takes place in a private domain, you're Tameh. We take this halacha very seriously. Safik Tumah Birshus HaYachid is always Tameh, even if it's a Sfek Sfeika, here you're always Tameh. The Shmaisa even wonders how strong it is. Safik Tumah Birshus HaYachid, what if it's up against an Eid Echa that says that you weren't Tameh? What would win? Not so clear. But we're pretty confident Safik Tumah in a Birshus HaYachid, Safik Tumah in a private domain, you are considered to be Tameh. So we have this halacha, Sabek Rosh Yachat Tameh. We learn from Sota, a Hekesh, Halacha Mos Sinai, how we extend it. For the Rambam, it's a Din Darabanan. For most, we've shown him, it seems to be a Din D'Oraisa. Perhaps a Rambam also. Even a Sfek Sveika does not register. Even a Sfek Sveika is considered to be Tameh. What I want to try to speak tonight about in the time that we have is what is the nature of this halacha of Safek Tuma Birshus Hayachid considered to be Tameh? What's the nature of this halacha? There is an opinion of Reb Shimon in the Gemara. Machlokas HaRishonim, how to understand him. It's possible there's a Deya out there in Tanayim in Bavli and in Tanayim and Machlokas in the Yerushalmi. It's possible there's Shita out there that thinks that really we're not sure. It's really a Safek. We're just Machmir Misafek. We're Machmir Misafek. But we're not really positive anything happened. We don't treat it as if Vada you're Tameh. We're just Machmir to treat you like you're Tameh. So we tell the husband he can't be with his wife right now because we're Machmir, maybe she's Tameh. But the mainstream view in Rishonim, and sorry, the mainstream view in Chazal, the Shita of the Rabbanan, is that this is what's called a Safek is Kivadai. That the limud is that even though on some level we are not sure, we treat it kivadai. We treat this as if we know positively that in fact you are Tameh. That in fact you are Tameh. We know positively that you're really Tameh. Okay, let's dig a little bit. There's really three ways of saying it. We will articulate two of them. Reb Chaim in Stencils, Reb Chaim in the Chusik Grach al Shas in Sota. So Reb Chaim is chokir the following question. Reb Chaim Ozer and the Achiezer, the Marcheshes, have similar shailas. Reb Chanan and Kovei Tzaharos, also the same kind of a shaila. It's a well-known question in Achronim. If we were really not learning this on Thursday night, but learning this another time, we'd speak about how the Achiezer and Reb Chaim are a little bit different, but alas, we're not going to. That maybe there's two ways to understand this safek. Mahalach number one to understand this halach of safek kivadai is that even though we don't know if she actually committed znus, we don't know that she actually committed adultery, the Torah teaches us we treat it ki'ilu vadai zinta. We treat it as if vadai she had bia. And therefore we give her the status of a person who vadai committed adultery. And the extension would be, if we're not sure, did the guy touch Tumas mace or not touch Tumah? Did he touch a dead body or not? The halacha, the gezeiros hakasav of Sota is, which we extend to Sota, we treat it k'ilu we know bivados, he touched the dead body. We treat him as if bivados, he is Tumay mace. In which case, when there's a suffix Tumah, Bereshis HaYachid, did I touch the dead body or not? The halacha is we treat it as if we know bivados, you touched the dead body. Ki'ilu vadai, naga b'meis, ki'ilu vadai zinsan. Because of that, we will give you all of the chumras of a person who is mamish tamei meis. Alternatively, suggests Reb Chaim, maybe there is another mahalach. It's a subtle mahalach. We'll give some of the rayas and some of the machloksim that are tully in this question. But says Reb Chaim, maybe the way to view it is that the gezeiros hakasav is we treat you ki'ilu your vadai tame. We give you a vadai tuma. But says Reb Chaim, it's a new kind of tuma. We can't say for sure you touched a dead body. We can't say for sure that the woman was actually mizana. It's just that halakha taught us we treat this person, we give this person tuma. But I can't say for sure it's Tumas Meis. I can't say for sure it's a Chiddush HaTorah, a Gezeiros HaKasav. A way to formate the Chakira in a bit of a different way is like this. If I Vadai touch the dead body, so I'm Tamei Meis. If a woman Vadai cheats on her husband, so she's what's called the Sota Vadai, in Eish Isha Zinsa. When we say that we treat Safek Kivadai, what do we mean? Do we mean that it's an extension of the Din of Vadai? For sure, we treat it ki'ilu you were tamei meis. For sure, we treat it ki'ilu you committed adultery. Or, says Reb Chaim, is there a new din of tumah which gets caught here? A new gezeiros hakasav, a new halach l'mos b'sinai, that safek tumah b'shayachid is a new kind of tumah. Not tumas meis, if you touch the dead body, it's a new kind of tumah. What are the nafkaminas? So we'll give a couple of nafkaminas to hopefully articulate the question in a way which can be clear. A nazir is not allowed to become tamei mace. A nazir not become tamei mace. If a nazir does become tamei mace, what does he have to do? He has to shave and start again. The Yerushalmi in Maseches Pesachim, seems to quote a machlokas being done in the following shaila. What if a nazir became tamei through safek tuma birshus hayachid? What if a nazir went into a private place and he's not sure? Was there tumas ohel over a dead body or not? So the Gemara has a machlokas. Does the nazir have to shave? Does he have to start over or not? So what's that machlokas based on? So the Pnei Moshe there in the Yerushalmi suggests, to the Ma'ariel Ghazi also, they suggest that no, this machlokas is the machlokas we referenced earlier between Reb Shimon and some others. When we say Savek Tameh B'Shtay Yachid is Tameh, is it like we're not sure? Or is it Vadai? If it's that we're not sure, so we'll say, don't shave, we can't be makel for you to shave, maybe you're really a Nazir. If it's Vadai, so we'll say Vadai. But the way that Reb Chaim would say it out, is that's totally in this question. Everybody agrees, Safek Tumah Birsha Yachid is Vadai Tameh. We know that you're a Tameh. The Machlokes is what kind of Tumah? If it's Tumas Mace, so for sure the Nazir has to shave for that. For sure he does. If it's a different form of Tumah, I'm not sure that ruins things the same way. I'm not sure that's mechayev him to shave the same way. The Minchas Chinuch, in a very long and wonderful piece, the Minchas Chinuch assumes it's a Dover Pashat. It's Ki'ilu Yerevadai Mizana. So says the Minchas Chinuch, it's Pashat to him, true for many Achronim, it's Pashat to him that a Nazir would not shave on a Safek Tamer, would shave on a Safek Tamer Shayach, it's Ki'ilu he was Vadai Tamei Meis. Same way if he lied on a dead body and touched it or jumped over it or under it, he would become Tameh, he'd have to shave. So too, Safek Tamer Shayachid. But Reb Chaim maintains that for Rambam, Reb Chaim Ozer also Nachi Ezer, that the Rambam would paskin that you would not have to shave. That it would not cancel it at all. That there'd be no need, because it's a new kind of Tumah. It's not Tumas Mace, it's a new kind of Tumah. Has similar shailas about a kohen. Torah tells us in the beginning of Parshas Emor, a kohen lenefesh lo yitama ba'amav, that a kohen is not allowed to be tamei meis. Kohen is not allowed to be tamei meis. Okay, can't be tamei meis. Kohen's allowed to be tamei, can't be tamei meis. He can have other forms of tumah. To what extent is a kohen commanded to avoid safik tumah versus hayachid? Let's say he knows a Safek Tumah Birsha Yachid case. So can he just walk in there? Is that a Tumas Mace issue or not? So if I learn like the Minchas Chinuch that it's Ki'ilu you were Vadai Naga B'Mace. We treat the Safek Naga B'Mace, Ki'ilu Vadai you touched the dead body. Well, if that's considered to be the case, so then, okay, it's Pashat. Then it's considered to be Pashat. If, however, we don't think it's Tumas Mace, we think it's a new kind of Tumah, so the Marcheshes writes, I'm not so sure that a Kohen has to be commanded the same way. I'm not sure we treat a Ki'ilu as Tumas Mace, because even though it's a Suffolk, if he touched a dead body, we're treating him as Tumay, not Ki'ilu, he touched a dead body. We're treating him as Tumay, because we have a new din called Suffolk Tumas Yachid, a new Chalos Tumah. Mashal Mahadar Vadoma, it's like when Reb Chaim understands that even if Zechia is Lav Mitam Shlichas, it's Mitam Shlichas, a new Yukdir Sakasim. Reb Chaim's into the idea of like, it's a new kind of Shlichas. Okay, fine. The third is another kind of a Nafkamina. The Minchas Chinuch gives many different examples of it. It's a famous Minchas Chinuch. Like in this Sugya, this is a famous Safek of the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch wonders about the following question. Rav Elchanan points out it seems to be a stira in Tosfosin. Tovus Nivamos and Tovus and Sota. Others point out also it seems to be a Machlokes HaRishonim. But the following. A person who is okay. There's an isser of bias mikdash betumah. You're not allowed to enter the mikdash when you are tameh. You can't enter the mikdash when you're tameh. If a person does enter the mikdash when they're tameh, so they may be chayav to bring a karban. They may at times be chayav malkos in certain situations. If a person's nichnas lemikdash tameh, we're not learning malkos right now, but if we were and if we didn't speak about this, you know, that there are shilas about a person who's tameh enters the mikdash, could be that they're chayav a karban, could be certain times you'd be chayav in malkos. There's a machlokas in Tosfos. If a person is tameh midin safek tuma birshus hayachid, and they enter the mikdash, do they have to bring a karban? What's that based on? There is a Gemara in Maseches Nazir. The Gemara tells us in Nazir that while there's a prohibition for a tameh person to enter into the Beis HaMikdash, not anybody tameh who enters the mikdash has to bring a karban. Who does? So the Gemara says in Nazir that Kol she'ein ha-nazir migalich ein chayavin alav al bias mikdash. The kind of tumah that you're chayav a carbon for, if I enter the Beis HaMikdash, is the kind of tumah that a nazir has to shave over. What kind of tumah is that? Tumas meis. What kind of tumah is that? Tumas meis. That to be chayav a carbon, to be nichnas into the mikdash, to be chayav a carbon if you go into the mikdash. So that only applies, the only chayav a carbon, if you went in betumas meis. The Rambam Shita appears to be, depends how you learn Rambam Hilchos Shkagos, but the Rambam Shita appears to be that you are putter from bringing a karban. You're putter from bringing a karban if you nichnas lemikdash. If I'm suffik, if I'm tameh, because I went into a pub private place, maybe I touched their body, maybe not, I then walk into the mikdash. The Rambam says, I'm not chayav a karban. Why am I not chayav a karban? So here we have two mahalchim. Some achronim explain, well, there's a machlokes, is it vadai or safik? Do we hold like Reb Shimon maybe, that we're not really sure, safik or yachin, maybe we're machmir misafik. Well, if we're machmir misafik, maybe that's why the Rambam says don't bring a karban. Because we never bring karbanos that were misupak if you're chayav. So if you understand that safik tuma bir shus hayachin means, like we quoted earlier from Reb Shimon, it's a real sort of a suffix. So then, why would the Rambam say you don't bring a karban? Because if we're not really sure if you entered b'mikdash, we're machmir, but we're not really sure. And if ever we're not really sure, we don't make you bring a karban because a chashas of chulin la'azara, maybe you're bringing a karban, you're not really chayiv to bring. So maybe that. But Reb Chaim says, no, I have a better pshat. The Rambam holds like the Rabbanan, that suffix tuma bir shus hayachin is vadai tameh. Just the Rambam says, what is the nature of that vadai tuma? It's not a vadai tuma, that's a tumas mace. If it were, you'd be chayav a karban. It's vadai tuma, a new form of tuma. And that new form of tuma, the same way that a nazir doesn't shave for Rambam over this new form of tuma, you also don't bring a karban over it. You only bring a karban when there's a concern of tumas mace. So maybe we'll chazer and we'll deepen just a little bit. I had a board. It's a nice flowchart kind of a thing, if that's your style. The halacha is safik tuma birshus hayachid is tameh. If I'm in a private domain, it's tameh. That's true even if there's a sfek sfeika that maybe I didn't. No, it's still called a safik. Safik tuma birshus hayachid considered to be tameh. It's a very strong halacha. When we say that you're tameh, what do we mean? So one daya in Chazal seems to be that it's a suffix. We're not sure what happened, but we're machmir misafik. Like many situations in halacha, suffix doraisa lechumra, We're not sure what happened. We say be machmir misafek. That's one daya. But the shita of the Rabbanan is not that you should maybe be machmir misafek. See, the Rabbanan is that safek kivadai. We assume for sure that you did. For sure that you did. Okay. What's the nature of that vadai? So mahalach number one, the Minchas Chinuch, one tzad Reb Chaim, was seen to be true for one day in Tosfos. It's ki'ilu vadai, you touched the body. It's ki'ilu vadai, you had bia with the woman. It's ki'ilu, you did. Therefore, it's Thomas Mace. For Suffolk, touch a dead body, Nazir has to shave, Kohen's commanded, Chayv a carbon if you go into the base on Mikdash. Alternatively, maybe, again, if it's a new kind of Tumah, Reb Chaim suggested, so Nazir's not Chayv legaleach, and a Kohen wouldn't be commanded the same way, and if you would go into the Mikdash, you wouldn't be Chayv a carbon, because it's not Tumas Mace, it's a new kind of carbon. So we have three Mahalchim. Suffolk, Vadai ki'ilu, you touched a dead body. Vadai ki'ilu, she committed adultery. Or, Vadai you're tameh, but with a new form of tumah. Vadai tameh with a new form of tumah. Quick point in, I guess, brackets, we would say. The Reb Chaim Mahalach is intriguing. Because typically, to generate tumah, you have to have an afat tumah, which is really present. The afat tumah, if I touch a dead body, the afat tumah is the mace. Av tumah could be a sheretz. For Chaim, there's partially a gzeiris hakasav here. There's a chalosh shem tumah, even though there really isn't an av hatumah the same way. If we're chazering from our, I guess, second week, I think, that we had these shiurim, we pointed out this phenomenon may be helpful, that the Mishas Taras and others, in the Hagdara, what's called an av, what's called a tolda, maybe this is not a new phenomenon. Maybe there's something called sometimes tumah without an av hatumah, mechudesh as that may be. There may be another mahalach. My day was very busy, and I apologize for not checking this up a little bit clearer. But I think, maybe we will, I think Reb Chaim Ozer and Achiezer, I think, has a little bit of a more subtle mahalach. It's ki'ilu your vadai tameh. It's ki'ilu your vadai tameh. It's not as if we know for sure you touched the dead body. It's not as if we know for sure you touched the dead body. But I wouldn't go so far as Reb Chaim went to say, it's a new din of tumah entirely that we are making up, absent an afat tumah here. I wouldn't say that's what's going on here either. The Gezeris HaKasav suggests, I think Reb Chaim Ozer, if not the other Rechonim had this, I believe, is like this. You are vadai tumah. You're vadai tumah bitumas meis. You're vadai tumah bitumas meis. But maybe this Gezeris HaKasav from Sota is that while you're vadai tumah bitumas meis, it's a little bit of a lower tier Tumas Mace. It's a little bit of a lower tier. It's a less intense Tumas Mace. Meaning maybe the Gezeris HaKasav is that it's Ke'ilu, you are Tameh because of your interaction with a dead body. But I'm not going to say it's as intense as if we Vadai know you touched it. It's a Tumas Mace that we give you because of Suffolk. So it's like a little bit of in between. You would categorize it under Tumas Mace, but we wouldn't give it the exact same stringency. Why would a person want to develop this kind of a mahalach? What would be the maila of this kind of a mahalach? So one of it gives you the opportunity to sort of have your cake and eat it too. I can argue that there's tumah because of an afa tumah, there's a mace which is there, but it seems to be treated on a little bit of a lower level. Maybe another is not migaleach because it's not the same intensity of tumas mace. That's one reason why you may be motivated to say it. Another reason why you may be motivated to say it is because what if you have a shita that splits some of the nafkaminas? What if you had a shita that held that a nazir, maybe, that a nazir is different than a kohen? Or that it's usser to go in, mishum tumas mikdash, but it's usser, a nazir shaves, but again, there wouldn't be the same degree, but you would bring a carbon. But if you split some of the nafkaminas, This middle shita potentially becomes helpful. So some of the achronim go in that direction a little bit. So what we saw tonight is just a din we saw last week. Tumah and tahara works differently. And as opposed to in Isurim, where we just say sabik the rice lechomer, sabik the rice lekula, and there are chazakas, and there are sveksvekas, and in mamonos we speak about matuch avaraya, and kol de olam gvars, and yachlokus, and shudadainis, that in the world of Tumah V'Tahor, we speak about where did it take place. Birshus HaRabim, you're Tahor. Tahor Vadai, Tarkas V'Chazaka, that was last week, Machoks and Tosfos. And in Rosh Yachid, you're Tame. We don't care about Sfek Sfekas, Safik of the Shmaisa, we may not even care about Eid Echads. You're Tame Safik, you're considered to be Tame. What's the nature of that Tuma? Safik or Vadai? Vadai Ki'ilu Naga? Vadai Ki'ilu? Vadai, a new kind of Tuma. So that is what, that's part of what we see. Which means, as we learn the sugyas that come up in Shas, of Safik Tuma, so it's good to know this, and then to see the nafgaminas. How do we treat someone who is Safik Tame? How do we treat them? So that is a little bit of a question. I apologize.